Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hello.
Excuse me. This is a test show, so excuse me if we have sounds a little weird. I'm trying to test out some audio things here. Apparently, we're having some issues. I wanted to take the time to discuss the third man charged in the murder of Mahmoud Aubrey. It seemed to be this guy that took the video, Mr. William Bryant Jr., was charged with criminal attempt to commit false imprisonment for his part in the murder of an unarmed jogger, Mahmoud Aubrey. Just in case you didn't know, it was happened about 2 months ago, actually, and it became, you know, known as the videotape was released of Aubrey, you know, running down the street, jogging, his path being impeded by two gun-toting father and son team who son eventually shot him, I think shot him three times with a shotgun. Just coincidentally, Mr. William Bryan was videotaping Aubrey before he had reached these guys, you know. So, you know, they had already mentioned a third party that had been involved in it. But Mr. William, no one was arrested originally, and when the tape came out, they only arrested the father and son duo, the murdering father and son, and you know, eventually, you know, when they finally got a investigator, they arrested William Bryan, who took the video. And apparently, George Mike McMichaels turned the video in. They say because he thought that the video would, I don't know why, but he's a police officer. He should know that video is not going to help him, his cause. Anyway. But then again, I don't know. It could have. Hell, think about it. There have been many videos that seem obvious, and you know, people have gotten, you know, not gotten their due reserved through the court, the so-called judicial system, you know. So somebody might have looked at that video and twisted it some kind of way, and you know, I don't know. That's his thinking. So I don't know. He might have been thinking the right thing. Get something that we can twist in court to get you out of this mess. Anyhow, I don't know. But looking at the video, to me, sounds like it's just the final nail in the coffin for the duel. And apparently for this guy, but I was just wondering, you know, how come this guy is not being charged with felony murder? Because he participated in a basically, you know, William Bryan is involved in the hunting and murder of Mahmoud Aubrey. And him have been involved in such a heinous crime, shouldn't he be charged with a felony homicide? After all, somebody's dead because of his actions. You know, because William, if he had attempted to detain Aubrey, the charge of attempt to commit false imprisonment seems appropriate. But William was successful in what he set out to do that dreadful day. He herded Aubrey to his death. I wonder if he had a weapon also. You know, because there's so much that has not been revealed about this case, just openly. So, You know, that's my question, you know, today, you know, we only on for 15 minutes a day, and what do you guys think? Mr. William Ryan, is he, you know, guilty of attempted, only a guilty of, that's all they're going to charge him with, attempt to false imprison someone? I'm trying to figure it out. I thought if somebody commits a murder and you're with them, you get charged with that homicide too. And he was definitely with these guys because if he didn't know Michael, how could Gregory McMichael turn the tape in? Tape that he was making on a, you know, that he made on his cell phone. And why would they say that he was, you know, in on it? I mean, they ratted him out, you know. So, you know, seeing to me, this guy should be, you know, charged with the same crime as the people, that father and son duel that actually murdered him, you know. Because the father's being charged, he didn't actually shoot him. He was on the back of the truck. You know, the son is the one that had this actual shooting. So all three of these guys were on the chase. So all three of them were hunting Mr. R.B. down. And apparently this thing happened for like 12 minutes. So he had time, Mr. William, right, to abandon this plan, this, you know, bad plan. He had time to say, hey, oh, wait a minute. Thing could go bad. You know, these guys, you know, these old boys, look like they want, you know, they could, you know, do some serious damage to the shotgun in a 357. But if that's what you're used to doing, or if that's what you long to do, then you're going to go on that ride along. You're going to help out. You know, so if I, you know, so how does that work? You know, if I'm in a car and I know a situation like that, the person was in a car, intoxicated, people got out, rob a place, people got killed, and they all went to jail for that. I didn't get to say, you know, well, I didn't even know he did that. I was in the car drunk. Or I was in the car, whether drunk or not. I was in the car. They went in there. I didn't know they was going to do that. You know, charge that homicide, you know, charge. So how's this guy, you know, getting off? Did he make some kind of deal with the DA? He testified? Did they flip him? And, you know, is he testifying against the McMichaels? How did that happen? You know, they're just saying, you know, okay, you give us the tape, you know, you're going to go easy on you. That's pretty easy right there. Attempt to commit false imprisonment. I don't think he attempted to falsely imprison anybody. I think what he did was herded this guy for the guys that were going to kill him. And he was successful at what he did. And that's on the videotape. Kind of, you know, when the people put the pieces of the story together, from what I heard, sounds like Mr. Ryan did not attempt to do anything. He actually was successful at what he was there to do. He herded him, especially if he says he didn't have a weapon, so he just used himself as an intimidator. And his truck, he used his vehicle to intimidate Mr. Aubrey and force him to run in another direction. But he really don't know if that guy got a gun either. He don't know who has guns in it. And you're in Georgia, like I said, you know, on the show, you're in Georgia, good old boys coming after you, that's not a good look. You don't stop and have no conversation with no good old boys in Georgia toting guns. That's not a good look. And he's about a couple of miles from his home, jogging in a strange place. That was my question. You know, we're not on here long today. We have like 5 minutes left, and What do we think? Hey? Hello? 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 Okay. So we had a caller. Apparently not. Paul, are you there? Okay, anyway. So that was a question I'm just throwing out there. You know, I'm not doing a whole show on that. That's, you know, because I thought that was a little odd. And it's you know, even though we have somebody who's prosecuting everybody, you know, it just seems odd that this guy's only being charged with attempted false imprisonment. He attempted it. When it appears that he was very successful at what he was doing. You know, so, I don't know. Sounds like he's getting a big break from the judicial system. Again. What do you think? You think this guy's getting a big break or not? So, you know, I can think of a lot of scenarios where there was people who were just part of the scenario and they got hit with that felony murder, because, you know, that's, you know, a lot of places the law says if you are with someone who killed somebody, you go and they kill somebody, then you get that charge too. I commit a robbery, police shoot and kill a banker. That's your homicide. Police shoot, kill your friend. That's your homicide. I could be your homicide, right? I think I heard a situation like that. Police shoot, kill anybody. That's your homicide because you created that scenario. So any murder committed during the act of a felony, that's yours. So murder is a felony in itself, and Mr. William Bryan in the murder of Ahmaud Arbery, it's a fact. He wasn't just videotaping some guy running down the street. He was videotaping a guy that he was hurting down the street. So you understand? So hey. He knew what lied in wait for Mr. Aubrey. I think I'm just saying, I'm making a statement. It's that I think that attempt to commit false imprisonment doesn't even begin to address Mr. William Bryan's behavior. So maybe we'll revisit this after the trial, see what happens with Mr. William Bryan. Maybe he's being used as maybe they're flipping him and they're giving him a break because he didn't actually kill anybody. Well, neither did the pop, Gregory. He didn't actually pull, he's not the trigger man. So I don't understand it. It's not making sense to me. And, you know, that's like a mob. You know, if there's 10 guys out there, I was only going to, maybe two guys do the actual hanging. Should everybody be charged with that homicide? Because it sounds like they should to me. Nobody, because you have the opportunity to walk away from that situation. And if you don't, then you are in agreement with what's going on. Unless you have some fantastic excuse for being there. I mean, you know, maybe, you know, I don't know. Anyway. This is a test tape, test show, and I'm trying to get my audio thing together here, and apparently it's not functioning right, but we'll be on next week, next Saturday, and I'll be continuing to conduct these test trials until I get this audio thing right. And as you can see, you know, our audio has been absent from the show, and we're going to continue to try to get it on. Till next time. Thank you.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey.